CAMSAC. More flashing speed signs, a new handy bus and a letter to a health minister regarding the state of health service were among items to concern CAMSAC Town Council at its regular meeting of August 15. The administration was authorized to apply for the Provincial Traffic Safety Fund grant, which is to be applied to speed management within the town. Council would like a few more flashing speed signs like the one at the east entrance to the community, Mayor Nancy Brunt explained. One could be placed at the intersection of Queen Elizabeth Boulevard and 3rd Avenue South, which is a busy intersection, and one at the western entrance to the community. Council accepted a letter in regards to the Transit Assistance for People with Disabilities capital funding grant approval of $55,000. The grant is to be applied towards the purchase of another handy bus, Brunt said, adding that a bus has been ordered but might take as long as a year to arrive. The new bus would be of better design, yet hold the same number of passengers, and would be easier to drive, she said. Added to the grant would be the amount the current vehicle receives as a trade-in, while the remainder would be paid from an amount that has been put aside for the replacement. Council accepted a letter from Mayor Don Olson of Sturgis, which was addressed to Everett Hindley, Minister of Health and Addictions, Seniors and Rural and Remote Health. As the demonstration in CAMSAC on July 14 so clearly identified, rural hospital service in Saskatchewan stinks. In fact, it is non-existent, Olson's letter to Hindley says. Council denied a request to have two rows of town trees removed from 31 Banks Crescent, saying that such trees are protected by a town bylaw. If trees are not sick or infected, they are not to be removed, Brunt said. Town staff prunes and removes dead branches as time permits. A tax abatement of $911, based on 50% of municipal taxes, was approved for the CAMSAC Harmony Senior Center. Council accepted reports regarding the Broda Sportsplex upgrade and denied a proposal to have weeping tile installed at the building where the foundation has been repaired. Ryan Keown of Ace Real Estate and Insurance received approval to place his advertising sign on town property for a cost of $100 a year. A report from S. Sergeant Douglas McDougall, District Commander for the RCMP's Southeast District, was accepted.